Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're back. And just in the last hour, we were talking about what we've been talking about here for the last couple of months about a good probability or possibility of what was planned to take place on July 4th here in America, where the World Population Program was going to do another 9/11 type situation and try to take out thousands and thousands of people. And this was again, we've talked about this with Dr. David Martin on here and others who, and all the documentation, he had all the documentation there. It was, and let me tell you, it was the real thing, what he was doing, going all the way back to the Bush administration with Tom Ridge in it, where they already had all the press releases and planned after this would happen. It was, again, another one of these planned events. But anyhow, so we talked about it, and we said, look, the only way we can stop this is if enough people expect it, they know about it. And so this is why we were talking about, and not just us, but a lot of your conservative talk show hosts, the fake news media try to totally ignore it. But anyhow, we're going to go and listen to, take it away.
Had quietly formed the Covert Chemtrails Task Force, operating deep within the Department of Health and Human Services. While the mainstream media scrambled to dismiss it as a conspiracy theory, and armies of social media shills flooded the zone with denial, we stood by the facts. Then came the moments they couldn't ignore. RFK confirmed...
Another large...
...it on national television during his interview with Dr. Phil. And just like that, the narrative collapsed. The fact-checkers went silenced, the trolls retreated into the shadows, and our sources and reporting vindicated.
That is not happening in my agency. You know, we don't do that. It's done, we think, by DARPA. And a lot of it now is coming out of the jet fuel.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, those materials are put in jet fuel. I'm going to do everything in my power to stop it. We're bringing on somebody who's going to think only about that, find out who's doing it, and holding them accountable.
But that was just the beginning. The task force has been hard at work, monitoring social media for geotagged information about heavy spray zones. Shadowy government departments and private foundation have been infiltrated. And now, the results are speaking for themselves. According to whistleblower Dr. David Martin, July the 4th was meant to be a cover for a mass casualty event unlike anything we've seen before. A coordinated aerial release of an aerosolized bioweapon across major cities in the United States. The death toll? Projected at 280,000 Americans, men, women and children. And here's the kicker. It was never meant to look like an inside job. The blame, Martin claims, was to be pinned squarely on a foreign adversary.
And we sit back in this stunned mullet silence of going, clearly they're not going to do it again. Well, bad news for everybody. Tom Ridge, that's right, the Secretary of Homeland Security, when it was first established under the Bush administration, collaborated with a group of people to come up with a scenario in which they are calling for, and listen carefully to what I'm going to say, the death of 280,000 Americans on July 4th, 2025. There is a plan that involves the murder of 280,000 Americans on a single day. And the best part of it is they're going to blame a foreign actor for it, except for a tiny little problem.
It doesn't take much to guess who the scapegoat was going to be. Iran. This wasn't just about poisoning the air, water, and soil we need for life. It was about global chaos and escalation. About lighting the fuse for a global conflict, World War III, engineered by the same elite interests that profit from destruction, division, and death. Because for them, war isn't tragedy, it's strategy.
Yeah, if you hop down to page 9 of that National Blueprint for Biodefense, Seth, and highlight the first major paragraph under the U.S. House of Representatives, let's go ahead, for the sake of everybody on here, make sure that we read it. We were attacked, and we don't know who did the attack. But the infectious agent they used killed 280,000 Americans and infected at least 400,000 throughout the country on a single day, in addition to 200,000 dead and 800,000 sickened animals. Now, if you scroll up for a moment, Seth, and keep going until I tell you to stop, just keep scrolling. Scroll up, scroll up, scroll up. What you're going to find when you get to this page, oh, there you go. Look at ex officio members. If you look at the ex officio members of this particular committee, there are two names that I want to call your attention to. Gerald W. Parker and George Post. Those names are names that people should be familiar with, but they are not. These are veterinary scientists and gain-of-function scientists who have done an enormous amount of work in a variety of pathogens. George Post famously was very much involved in the Arizona contribution to the gain-of-function research that brought us COVID-19 and all of those kinds of things. And here we have the same actors. In this case, we have the ability to go into their research and find out what kind of pathogen would go after humans and animals on the same day.
So, while the mainstream media keeps you distracted with celebrity scandals and political theater, what have these shady operators really been up to behind the curtain of silenced and state-sanctioned anonymity? The answer is chilling. The government, using your tax dollars, has been quietly funding research into the very kind of bioweapons we're warning you about. Not just aerosolized mRNA agents, but something even more disturbing. Self-spreading vaccines. That's right. Vaccines engineered to behave like viruses. To replicate, to evolve, to spread from person to person without consent, without control. This isn't speculation. It's not theory. We have the documents, the grants, the patents, the contracts. They've been planning this for years. And now they're trying to turn the key.
So we started pulling grants, and we could see that there was funding going to aerosolized COVID vaccines. But that wasn't the most shocking discovery that we made. This is what led us to the discovery that our government's funding research on transmissible vaccines or self-spreading vaccines. And so the High Wire covered this. Jeffrey Jackson did a report on this. And so what we've been doing is we've been building off of the research that was done to basically see what is going on with these transmissible vaccines. And again, as a reminder for anyone who maybe missed the segment, they're developing vaccines that would essentially act like a live virus where it could basically replicate itself into new hosts. And so the idea is that we know that viruses evolve and change, but our vaccines are static. So they wanted to create vaccines that would evolve and change.
Good God. I know we've covered this, but you want to talk about playing God. And this is where, it's just gone wild.
Those who play God are doing the devil's work. And in the case of this plot against the people, that's not exaggeration. It's cold, brutal truth. Because anybody willing to release a bioweapon on innocent civilians isn't just corrupt. They're evil.
Absolutely, absolutely evil. And folks, again, praise the good Lord. You know why we're here, and we were on from the very beginning on top of this thing, trying to warn the people out there, getting the word out from the very, very beginning. And well, I praise the good Lord that it was stopped. But anyhow, we live in interesting times, very, very interesting times. Radcliffe declassifies CIA documents, reveals Comey, Brennan, and Clapper, and purposely corrupted Trump Russia investigation, and included discredited Steele dossier to take down President Trump, despite knowing it was a phony report. Here, CIA Director John Ratcliffe announced Wednesday that a new CIA report reveals former FBI Director James Comey, CIA Director John Brennan, and DNI James Clapper worked together to purposely corrupt the Trump-Russia investigation in 2016 before Trump entered office. Well, we've been talking about this for years. I mean, we've known this for a very long time, and obviously they've known for it. But at least now we've been asking where's the investigation? Where's the arrests here? And we sat there, and I remember Clapper actually saying that, admitting that he was lying to Congress. He sat there and he was admitting, and they did nothing, okay? The three corrupt Obama officials even included the Steele dossier in their quest to get President Trump, knowing at the time that the Steele dossier was a complete and total rubbish. For the next 3 years, Democrats and deep state operatives used these documents in their attempt to impeach President Trump and to run a coup on the White House. John Ratcliffe posted the tweet on X earlier. Now all the world can see the truth. Brennan Clapper had called me manipulated intelligence and silenced career professionals, all to get President Trump. And then he goes on to say, the review identified multiple procedural anomalies that undermine the credibility of the ICA, including a highly compressed production timeline, stringent compartmentalization, and excessive involvement of agency heads. It also questioned the exclusion of key intelligence agencies, and said media leaks may have influenced analysts to conform to a false narrative of the Trump-Russia collusion. The rushed timeline to push both classified and unclassified versions before the presidential transition raised questions about a potential political motive behind the White House tasking the timeline. The review found that Brennan directed the completion of the ICA, and that his Comey and Clapper's direct engagement in the ICA's development was highly unusual in both scope and intensity, and risk-shifting analytic debate. Okay, there you go. I'm going to leave it there. But anyhow, they're all under investigation. We now have an actual Department of Justice. And do you think, Style, that Comey and Brennan and Clapper has made some enemies within their own agencies?
Oh, I'd think so.
Yeah. Here, you know, they were saying how this, you know, James Comey was a man that had true love for himself. And, you know, it was just his personality in there. But anyhow, these guys, what they did, this was treason. But and I thought, how in the world could this guy sit there and admit to Congress he lied? Well, you know, the reason he could get away with that with Clapper, he said that was, he had to do it for the security of the, it was a major security risk for him to tell the truth. And so that's why he had to lie. What do you think?
There's always a reason, isn't there? It's funny how many reasons there are.
All right. Listen to this. Many are outraged. Abortionist charged with murder for callously leaving born alive infant to die. That happens in this country all the time. Remember Barack Obama when he opposed the bill, the only one in the Senate that was wicked enough to oppose the bill? It was called Born Alive Act, that a baby that survived attempted murder of abortion had to be given as much life, treatment to save his life as possible. And Obama came out and said, he tried to introduce legislation and said, that thing should be put on a shelf and left to die because that thing was never meant to live to begin with. That was Barack Obama. But here, this is an abortionist. Actually, they use the word doctor. I won't do it. An abortionist is not a doctor. An abortionist is an animal. An abortionist is a beast. In Seoul, South Korea, has been arrested and charged with murder after a baby was allegedly born alive and left to die following a botched late-term abortion. In this country, they won't even arrest them. Maybe they will now. Maybe now. Wouldn't that be wonderful if these bloody abortionists would be arrested for killing babies? Okay. But here, a Korean abortionist has been charged with murder after committing a botched abortion on a woman who was 36 weeks pregnant. Here, so what happened was him and also his assistant, both the abortionist Shim and the faculty owner Yoon, have been arrested and charged after leaving the baby to die after it was born alive following an abortion. Oh, well, here, again, today in this country, maybe now, these bloody abortionists, boy, I'm going to tell you, if I were king, things would be a whole lot different. There'd be one book of law that we would go by, and that would be strictly the King James Bible. And, you know, everyone and anyone who killed a baby would pay the price. You know what we think we'll do, Style?
What's that?
I think I'll open the phone lines and take some calls. What do you think?
Let's do it.
All right. The phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call here. Now, the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation says they won't stop the distribution after Hamas puts bounties on its workers. Hamas has placed bounties on the heads of the American and local Gaza Humanitarian Foundation workers. But the Reverend Johnny Moore, the group's executive chairman, says if all of these threats are intended to shut us down, it's not going to work. Terrorists want to cause you to be afraid, Moore said. I'm a Christian. The Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of sound thinking and of a clear mind. Well, that's good. Very good. The evangelical leader said, citing the book of 2 Timothy in the Bible, since its launch on May 26th, the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation has delivered over 50 million meals to the people of Gaza, continuing to work in the war-torn region. Even after Hamas attacked a group of Palestinian Gaza Humanitarian Foundation workers in June. Now, Trump says he believes that he's going to get that they're going to have a ceasefire, maybe a peace agreement this week. You know, what do you think? Hamas has killed 12 local Gaza Humanitarian Foundation workers and tortured many others, according to the humanitarian group. Before the launch of Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, Hamas confiscated much of the aid that entered into Gaza, Moore told the Daily Signal. So we'll see what happens at the end of this. Trump says he thinks he's going to get a deal.
I guess he just has to remind him what happened to Iran, huh?
Well, they're very well aware of what happened to Iran.
Yeah. Oh,
by the way, guess what is spreading in Iran like hotcakes?
What's that?
Christianity.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yep. The people, we talked about this about a year ago, how that they had there in their square in Tehran, 1 million people. And they say out of that, 1,000 made a profession of faith in Christ in that one day. Okay, who do we have?
We have Bob in New Jersey.
Okay, we're going to go out to New Jersey. And we have Bob out there in New Jersey. Hey, Bob, you're in the air.
Yeah, all right, it's Bob from New Jersey here. How you doing, Pastor Ernie? You just had that clip on before exposing all of that. What is that exactly from? So if I was to go online to that site or whatever.
You mean the clip we just played tonight?
Yeah.
If you go to Dr. David Martin is the one that brought this all out about 3 months ago. We brought it out, you know, right then.
Yeah.
But if you go Dr. David Martin and, you know, you'll find it. Just put him under the search.
Yeah, that's definitely exposing. And I remember you were saying about what they have prepared for July 4th. I was telling everybody and stuff like that, just try to make them aware. But I appreciate your ongoing blessing that you give to us audience. And you have a blessed night, Pastor Ernie.
Well, thank you so much. All of that right back at you. Thanks for listening.
Okay.
All right. God bless. Who do we have next?
We've got Jack in San Diego.
Yep. Hey, Jack, you're back.
Yes, Pastor Ernie, I was listening to C-SPAN today, and they had Trump taking questions in the cabinet room, and his cabinet was with him. And I think the first question was about Jeffrey Epstein. Trump was a little bit outraged that he would ask a question about that, but he shifted the question to Pam Bondi, the Attorney General. And there was one thing that she said that didn't make sense to me, and that was regarding all the video. She said that every minute of the video had child porn, and for that reason, she said it will never see the light of day. Okay, well, first of all, that's highly unlikely that what she said was truthful. Second of all, to prove that, his mansions, they claim, had cameras in every room, including the bathrooms. Where's the video for that? That's what we're talking about, not somebody uploading or downloading child porn. We want the video, and the public should have a right to see it, that was taken by all these cameras. So it looks like, to me, the cover-up continues.
Yeah, I agree. Right. I agree. Yeah, there's a reason. I don't know what their – I got some ideas of what their reasons are, but I agree. First of all, there's no way in the world I'm ever going to believe that he committed suicide. No. Guys like Epstein, they plan things way in advance. And, you know, there's something very wrong there. Besides that, everything that just, the cameras that just happened not to work, the guards that happened to fall asleep, all of the things that were involved in there, no, there's too much, you know, too much there. But
well, so you have to ask the question, who's the administration protecting now? It's only really down to one person. It has to be Trump. There has to be some type of video of Trump that where he's being compromised. That would be the only thing that would make any sense at this point.
Well, you could think that if you didn't know what other, I mean, what other reasons it could be. Here, let me give you an example. I remember right around 2000. When Trump, I remember them asking Trump about Bill Clinton. What do you think about Bill Clinton? You know, because you attended his wedding. Trump was a Democrat back then. And Trump said, he's a nice guy. Bill Clinton's a nice guy, except for he needs to stay away from that island. He said, that's a very bad place. That island, he needs to stay away from there, okay? So, then, so, you know, one of the things about Trump that he talked about, he's very strict at certain things, like he never smoked, he never took it, he said he never took a drink of alcohol, never touched a drug. Of course, he had a problem with the women, didn't he?
Well, you could look at Stormy Daniels. I mean, that was really questionable conduct. I mean, he paid her off with the non-disclosure agreement. It didn't help him. It all came out at the end, but that was really poor judgment. It was the time he was talking to Billy Bush in the trailer, and they thought it was a private conversation. Trump says, well, when you're a star, the women will let you do anything to them,
yeah,
including grabbing them by the short hairs.
Yeah, so, I remember that conversation.
All right, so here's my deal. I support Trump, and I support Trump knowing that he's like every other person. He's got flaws, and that's one of his flaws. If it came out that he was at some place that Epstein controlled and he had sex with some woman that looked like she was 18, but maybe she was really 17, 16, who knows? I wouldn't hold that against him. That's Trump. It comes with, when you support somebody, like your president, you support him in the good times and the bad times and with all the flaws, and you have to know that going in when you cast your vote. So the part that I don't like that would lose support for me is a cover-up.
All right, here's the problem with that, okay? I hear what you're saying, but here's the problem. If Trump had gotten into it, done anything there at Epstein's Island, Bill Clinton would know. Bill Clinton would know, okay? And remember, Trump, when Epstein showed up at Mar-a-Lago and was going after a young girl, Trump banned him from Mar-a-Lago, okay? Which caused a big rift in that. Now, if Trump had done anything and gotten, Bill Clinton would know, and if Bill Clinton knew, Hillary would know. And if Hillary had anything on Trump at all, anything, every one of her people at NBC, ABC, CBS, it would be 24-hour news cycle on that. If they had any...
Wild card. The wild card is Elon Musk. Because he had access to everything with Doge, and he's seen everything, and you don't know what he's copied. I think Elon Musk, myself, my personal opinion is he's probably a dead man walking, like Epstein. He knows too much.
With a guy like Elon Musk, though, you don't see that, but he has security around him all the time. You know, they're not real visible, but they're there. And I mean, and it's the same thing like with George Soros. That's why they haven't been able to get Soros where there's so many different countries have got warrants out for his arrest, where they would send people to get him if they could. But he's got layers of security, which would make it, you know, very, very difficult. And so does Elon Musk.
Oh, well.
And by the way, yeah. You know, when they keep saying Elon Musk is the world's richest man, he's not the world's richest man. You know, you have people like the Rockefellers that have been around. And I'm talking about old, old money. They could buy and sell Elon Musk many, many times. Their wealth is just not known. In other words, they had a saying, control everything. You know, in other words, don't have it, own it, but don't have it in your name.
Well, when they say Elon Musk is the world's wealthiest person, that's only on paper. That's counting all the stock that he has in his corporations. But you know, if he ever wanted to liquidate his positions, he would collapse the price of the stock and get just a fraction of the value. So it's really, his wealth is on paper only. I bet you he probably doesn't have more than $1 billion, one measly billion in cash. And the rest is all invested.
Hmm.
Well, that's why you got to look at these billionaires. It's on paper. It's on stock. And what's the value of the stock today would not be the value tomorrow if he wanted to cash in and say, okay, I quit. Give me my money. I'm the world's richest man. No. The stock would collapse to nothing if he was to ever sold his positions.
You know, it's an interesting thing that, you know, you would bring Musk up.
The stock, he can raise all the money in the world. He could raise billions if he had to.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In fact, he did, didn't he, to buy Twitter? But he came up with $44 billion cash.
Yeah, it's interesting you should talk about Musk because, you know, Walking Dead man, just hours after President Trump discussed the possibility of deporting Elon Musk to South Africa, the former Doge chief appeared to change his recent negative tune about Trump, giving the commander-in-chief credit for resolving numerous world conflicts.
Well, credit, that's something we could talk about another day, and that is that naturalized citizens, that citizenship is conditional. It can be revoked, and you can be reported. And even American citizens, you can be exiled and stripped of your citizenship if you do something like high treason. So nobody should be comfortable in their citizenship. Be a good citizen.
That's all right.
You can be comffortable.
Do you think that Trump...
I think Elon Musk probably found out through his lawyers, oh, yeah, if you did this and you did that and it's illegal, they could strip you of your citizenship and deport you.
Do you think Trump would be justified in deporting the entire Democratic Congress?
Well, if you want to talk about people that have been naturalized, if you've gone through the process through fraud and deception, then you can have that citizenship revoked. If you're a natural-born citizen, like I am, or when I was born, both my parents were citizens. So I'm a natural-born citizen. I would have to do something like some high treason and be treated like Benedict Arnold and sent into exile and be stripped of my citizenship, and I could never return.
Either that or you'd have to be a pro-lifer and go in front of an abortion mill and pray. Got to move on. Thanks for calling, and we'll be back after this.
Welcome to God's world.
Miracles start here.
He'll take away your sin.
Take away your sin.
Open up your heart.
Open up your heart.
Leave your fears behind.
Leave them all behind.
You'll be living there.
You'll be living there.
Until for you and I that he was crucified.
Boy, can that guy sing. Anyhow, we're back. And we have Alex in Ohio. Hey, Alex, you're in the air.
Hello again, Pastor. I know you were just talking about the whole Epstein thing, so I thought I could add in and help you and all your viewers. If you want to know the truth about all of that, Whitney Webb has researched and wrote extensively. You can find her research at Unlimited Hangout. Just Google it up. Go to Unlimited Hangout Whitney Webb. She's got whole subsects there. She's also written two volumes called One Nation Under Blackmail. This is a little excerpt from the book. One Nation Under Blackmail is a sweeping indictment of the consequences resulting from the nearly century-old relationship between both U.S. and Israel intelligence and the organized criminal network known as National Crime Syndicate. The book specifically explores how the nexus between intelligence and organized crime directly developed the S blackmail tactics and networks that would later enable the S blackmail operations of the deceased PDF, you know who, Jeffrey Epstein. It's got two volumes now, actually. Her first one was released, hold on, I think I can find a release date, October 20th, 2022. It's called One Nation Under Blackmail. Like I also said, you can find her researching and reporting at Unlimited Hangout. Hope this helps anyone who wants to do the legwork and look at it for themselves. The amount of people involved in this is just terrifying. It's, you know, the FBI, the CIA, all over the place. Democrat, Republican. Wouldn't surprise me if Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi were both in there, too. You name it, they're probably involved. Thank you very much. Hope that helps, and God bless.
Well, yeah, thank you very
much. God bless. Have a great evening.
You too, Alex. Thanks, yeah. You know, I kind of, you know, agree with Alex. There's a lot. We know that there's a lot. And again, you know, the American people, you know, well, I was going to say, we're not that stupid, but maybe some are. But I, no, you know, there's just too much doesn't add up. Just too much doesn't add up with that whole thing. And so and that's where, you know, we know that there's something that's not right there. Eventually, maybe we'll find out.
I agree with what Alex said. I agree a lot with what Jack said. I also disagree with a lot with Jack said. But the main thing being, when we talked about these released videos, they were talking about being CP to keep it radio friendly. Again, Jack was exactly right. That's not what anyone was asking to be released. No one was asking to release Jeffrey Epstein's hard drive or his laptop or his videotapes. We're asking for what the document said. We're asking for the names that were on the list. We got half of a flight log, and that's all we have. And again, I know I already brought it up, but for 4 months we heard Pam Bondi and her whole team say, yeah, we have the list. The lists are on our desk. We've been looking through it. Here's some of the list. We're going to keep releasing it. Oh, now they don't exist. It's the most blatant lie we've been told in decades, since the Kennedy assassination, let's say. It's the most blatant lie we've been told in decades. The video clip we have released of a cell miraculously cuts out a minute when we say we have all unedited footage. It's blatant lying at its purest form.
Yeah, it is. And why? The question is why? Because these are people that are, you know, that not normally would be engaged in. In other words, you've seen, you know, here they've coming in with this idea, we're going to do the right thing. You know, we're going to have integrity. We're going to have honor and all that. And we saw for the most part, you know, actually going after the bad guys. But then why do this? What is it they're afraid of, you know?
Well, you talked earlier about setting precedent the last 4 years in terms of crime. This past week has set a terrible, terrible precedent moving forward. I talked about it Monday night. The fact of the matter is, you know, in the span of a week, we had Diddy dropped of all of his charges that related to minors. He got two charges for prostitution. He's going to get a slap on the wrist. Maybe he'll serve a 5-year sentence if we're lucky. He's going to be back on the street. He's not going to have a music career. But what does this do? This gives him full leeway to continue doing this abhorrent behavior that he has been doing. Then immediately after that, we have this Epstein news break of, oh, there's no list. We can't do anything. The case is closed. It was a suicide. What precedent is being set? We're saying the precedent that this child sex trafficking is okay and people are going to get away with it. That's the precedent the American legal system has set for the American public now.
Well, you know, here's something else you need to know in the Diddy trial. Do you know who one of the prosecutors was in this trial?
Who was that?
That was Jim Comey's daughter. Jim Comey's daughter. And so, you know that that kind of money, everything that's involved, you know, Diddy was a billionaire.
Oh, yeah, and Diddy was a known snitch before any of this happened, too. So obviously he's going to have the court and the legal system on his side. My issue with the matter is he was tried in front of a jury, and if this was going to pass, that jury had to be bought off. I want every single person on that jury to be investigated, because in my eyes, they're all pedophiles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what the whole story there is, but again, yeah, it's a... follow the money. That's the way it usually ends up.
Listen, what does the Bible say about people that harm minors, right?
Yeah, well, it says for those that you'd be better off to have a millstone hung around their neck. And
right.
So
I'm lumping in anybody that stops the legal system from doing its job to these people. I'm lumping in anybody that defends these people. I'm lumping in anybody that stands between them and their full just punishment. So when it comes to the whole Epstein issue, anybody who's not actively advocating for this further, I'm putting them in that category too until we get some further proof. Because in a perfect reality, you can make one phone call to Chris Hansen and he'll tell you every name that's on that list. Yet here we are playing this game because maybe there's some people in office right now that are on that list. Maybe there's not. We don't know if we can't see it, but this gives you a lot more inclination to believe that they are.
I'll go along with that. No. Speaking of lumping, you know, because you did a lot of lumping just now.
A lot of lumps.
You did a lot of lumping. Do you remember Leave It to Beaver?
Yeah.
Do you remember Beaver's brother, Eddie?
Yeah.
His good buddy, his good friend's name was Lumpy.
And it was.
Yeah, I just thought I'd let you know, since you did a good job of lumping tonight. All right, I'll tell you someone who you'll never catch lumping.
Who's that?
That's Pastor Hal.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there, Pastor Hal?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. You don't go lumping, do you?
No, not me.
It's an interesting thing. All right, there you go. We have I wanted to just hit one thing real quick. One more article here, and that is this one. Foreign espionage. Trump launched a secret probe of potential threats by scientists inside U.S. from countries of concern. Do you know we have over 1,000 scientists in this country, many of them, most of them from China, and they've been catching them left and right. Doing espionage. And so here you go. The concerns were heightened recently when three Chinese scientists were arrested trying to smuggle in American dangerous pathogens like fungi and roundworms capable of destroying crops. The absence of a review by prior administration of whether scientists were linked to the actors like the Chinese military and the Communist Party triggered a review. The report explained that there could be as many as 1,000 scientists from China who have identified as working inside the NIH. Anyhow, boy, we don't have any boring days. Everywhere we turn, it's going to be a very, very interesting summer. But I'm actually amazed that, I mean, it hasn't been worse than it has. There's been a number of attempts on ICE agents and that, and police officers shut it. But, you know, I think what's happened recently, this tragedy in Texas with the floods and that, I think that's taken a lot of the focus off of other things that are happening in this country, but it looks like more and more the opposition is you know, growing in numbers out there. The one like this Red Nation, Antifa, they're all coming together to talk about they're going to burn America down. So I think they're going to find out that there's a lot of us here in America that are going to defend our homeland, huh? So, anyhow, Pastor Hal, you have about 7 minutes to tell the folks how to avoid that lake of fire and how to get to it. Alrighty.
You know, one thing real quick I wanted to say, you know, Epstein did not commit suicide, because when somebody's on suicide watch, everything in their cell has been stripped away that they could possibly use to kill themselves. And besides that, when somebody's on suicide watch, there's a guard that puts a desk right up on the outside of the cell, and he sits there, and he's supposed to watch that guy in there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week while they're on suicide. And if that guard has to get up to go to a bathroom or something, he has to call another guard to come and sit there and watch that guy that is on suicide watch. Can't take his eyes off him. And then on top of that, when somebody's on suicide watch, there's a camera up on the wall there where officers are watching the guard who's watching the prisoner to make sure that guard's staying awake and observing that prisoner. So when they say Epstein committed suicide, you know something's fishy in Denmark, as the old saying goes. The guard, the system, and everything else had to be in on it, because there's no way in the world that he could have committed suicide with all those people watching him 24/7. I know, because I used to be one of those guards. Yeah, I used to be a corrections officer, and that's what they do. And there's no way in the world somebody could commit suicide with all those people watching the guy, not taking their eyes off him. But now let me tell you something right now. The most important thing that, like you say a lot of times, that a person can do is to get right with God and know they're going to heaven. And most of this world right now is on a gristmick sliding board on their way to hell. Most of the people I've witnessed to think their good works, their church membership, keeping the Ten Commandments, not going out and hurting other people is going to get them to heaven. But your good works can't get you to heaven. If you could quit sinning right now and never sin again, to the day you died, just the sins you've already done would be enough to send you to hell, because God cannot let sin come into heaven. No matter how much he loves you, he cannot let our stinking sins come into heaven, or heaven wouldn't be heaven very long. And those sins stay with you unless something's done to wash them away. And God provided that with his son, Jesus Christ. When Jesus died on that cross, what he was doing, God was allowing him to transfer your guilt and mine for all our sins onto his son, Jesus. And when Jesus said, "It is finished," that was telling us that God approved, accepted what he did for our sins, paying the payment for our sins in full, so that when you come to Christ, sorry about the fact you're a sinner. That's repentance. Repentance is admitting something to God that he knows already anyway. Without Jesus in our hearts, we're lost and on the road to hell. And you ask Jesus to come into your heart, he's going to do it. God hears me talking to you right now. God knows what's going through your mind and through your heart right now. The Bible says salvation is by faith and faith alone. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." And most people, again, think they're going to go to heaven because they're church members. They're following the rules of the church. Do this, don't do that. They're living a good life, quote unquote. But one sin would keep you out of heaven. Remember that. And if you quit sinning right now, just the sins you've already done would keep you out of heaven. You need to have those sins washed away by the blood of Christ. And the Bible says, "In whom we have redemption through his blood." It's not through your good works. It's not through the Catholic Church or the Protestant Church or some priest or preacher saying some gobbledygook over you and everything and calling it a sacrament or whatever. It's through the blood of Christ. When you come as a humble sinner and ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins, and you want to receive the payment he paid for you on that cross. John 1:12 said, "But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God." Just knowing what Jesus did for you don't save you. That's a good first step, though. But knowing what he did has to be followed by you receiving what he did. And so when you ask Jesus to come into your heart, you're receiving the payment he paid for you on that cross. When you're trusting him as your Savior, your one and only way to heaven. And by the way, he is the only way to heaven. John 14:6 says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." That means not through Mary, Peter, Paul, your next-door neighbor, or anybody else. It's through Jesus Christ and him alone that you go to heaven. And so the sinner's prayer that you says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That's the sinner's prayer. That means if you believe Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to save your soul, and you pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you, he's going to do it. And when he comes into your heart, he takes his blood and washes away every sin you've ever done. He makes you a brand new creature in Christ. The Holy Spirit gives you a spiritual birth into the kingdom of God, and nobody or anything can ever take that from you. Now, God hears me talking to you right now. God knows every sin you've ever done. He's watching you right now, and he's saying if you pray and ask him to come into your heart and simply mean it in simple childlike faith, he'll do it, and he'll give you the payment he paid for you on the cross. If you want to do that, say a simple prayer right now. Pray with me. I'll be glad to lead you a few words at a time, but even though we're praying together, it'd be directly between you and God, because only you can open up that door and let Jesus come in. If you want Jesus to come into your heart and give to you that payment, pray this prayer right now with me and just mean it. Oh, dear God, I confess unto you that I've sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. And Lord Jesus, I believe you died on that cross and that you shed your precious blood to wash away my sins. And Lord, I here and now ask you to come into my heart and give to me the payment you paid for me personally on that cross so that I can have eternal life. I receive you as my Lord and Savior right now today. And God, I just thank you for paying the price for me on Calvary and washing my sins away and giving me eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen. And now, folks, real quick, Apostle John was talking to people who received Jesus Christ just like you did, in simple faith. And he said, these things have I written unto you to believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life. Not that you may think it or wish it or wonder about it, but that you may know, that's 100% certain, that you have, that's present tense verb, not might get, will get someday, but that you have eternal life. Eternal life is heaven. Eternal death would be hell. So God's making you a promise right there. Because you received Jesus as your Savior in simple childlike faith and repentant heart, that Jesus came into your heart and gave you eternal life. That's God's promise. And so God cannot lie. That's why I know that when I received Jesus Christ back in 68 in the Marine Corps, I was brought up a Lutheran thinking my church membership would get me to heaven. Boy, was I wrong. I'm glad I ran into an old Baptist preacher.
One minute, Hal.
So, folks, if you receive that, if you receive Jesus Christ tonight in a simple prayer, God saw you do it, and he made a record of it. He made you a new creature in Christ. You might not feel a difference physically, but the spiritual difference really took place. And so I'll see you in heaven someday. Go ahead, Pastor.
All righty. When you say, the Lord Jesus said, those that believe on my name, believe on my name. It doesn't simply mean that you believe that he has a name. It means that you believe that God became man, became flesh, and he lived and he was crucified for your sins. He took your sins. He died in our place, and he took our sins upon him, and he rose again. He was buried and rose again on the third day, and he defeated death and hell, and now he sits at the right hand of the Father. That's what that means. We're out of time for tonight, so as we do it every night at this time, we say thanks for being here, and we God bless.
God bless.
And we say good night, as we always do. And then we always say, and always, 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 you ready? Keep fighting the fight. 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 Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's right, what's left. Hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.